You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. There was a Republican political gathering yesterday in Southern California for a new organization called New Way California. According to them, the old way isn't working, and there's a new way that Republicans can gain relevance in California once again. Delivering the keynote address, former Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Here are edited comments.
Now, we have come together here to talk about something that we all care about very deeply. That is the future of the Republican Party, especially right here in California. I cannot count the amount of times that friends of mine and that colleagues have asked me the question, why didn't you just leave the Republican Party? And every single time I have the same answer. That is, I will never leave. I was a Republican before I even learned the word. Growing up in Austria, I was always frustrated but big government and the small thinking that I saw everywhere. Government was breathing down on your neck. Then one day, our teacher showed us a documentary about America, and my life changed forever. This was where my dreams would come true. This was the land of freedom, of enterprise and opportunity. Now, I know that every politician says those things every day, but to this Austrian boy, when I finally made it to America, it was true beyond my wildest dreams. I saw firsthand that this is the greatest country in the world. Now, I arrived here, interestingly enough, a month before the 1968 presidential election. I remember the Democratic candidate was Humphrey, and the Republican candidate was Nixon. Interestingly enough, when I listened to Humphrey, it reminded me of every Austrian politician that government was the answer to everything. But Nixon was a breath of fresh air. He talked about getting the government off your back, letting businesses thrive, and building a strong military. I knew that when I listened to him, I was a Republican. Today is about every Republican in this state who worries that our message is being drowned out by a few loud voices from the political corners. Today is about the future voters who feel the pull of our great party's message, but worry about its current messengers. Today is about what it means to be a Republican in a state that is at its heart environmentally progressive, politically liberal, or socially liberal, and fiscally conservative. We all know that a new way forward is absolutely necessary for our party to grow and to thrive. But our new way is not so revolutionary. In fact, it really isn't new at all. It is guided by the traditions and the foundations of our great party. It is the way of Abraham Lincoln, who freed the slaves and saved the Union. It is the way of Teddy Roosevelt, who protected our beautiful country and put more land aside for future generations than any other president in history. It is the way of Ronald Reagan, who projected iron strength abroad to end the Cold War and to promote our incredible business climate at home. The way we have chosen is the way of those great Republicans who came before us. Today we are here because the soul of our great Republican Party is worth fighting for. Our politics must be the politics of solutions and substance. The people of California demand it, and you know something, they deserve it. But our party is giving them Twitter fights instead of answers. And it is sinking us. It is time to return to the issues. And there are so many issues that need to be addressed, ladies and gentlemen. We can't be afraid to talk about health care. I mean, our predecessors didn't shy away from attempting solutions. Teddy Roosevelt, more than 100 years ago, called for universal health care. And Richard Nixon almost achieved it. So if your only answer is that Obamacare sucks, but you have no viable solution, then you're letting down your proud Republican heritage. We can't be afraid, for instance, to talk about the environment. As governor, Ronald Reagan appointed the best air pollution scientists in the world to run the Air Resources Board and to fight smog. And as president, he aggressively pursued the Montreal Protocol to close the hole in the ozone layer through a cap-and-trade system. And right after him, President Bush used the cap-and-trade to deal with the acid rain. And in 2006, right here in California, when I was governor of this state, we enacted the cap-and-trade system to reduce our greenhouse gases by 25% by the year 2020. But this ended in 2020, so a year later, I mean, just last year, the Republicans voted to extend that cap and trade to 2030. And what happened? They were crucified by the Republican Party for doing something great, for saving lives, for reducing smog. Think about that. The critics should study history. Now, here's another issue that we need to talk about. Republicans can't be afraid to talk about education. If your only answer is attacking teachers, you will fail. We must talk about the inequality of education and how it leaves so many of our most vulnerable children behind. Republicans also need to talk about the millions of Americans that are left behind in today's economy. If your only answer is to give a tax cut to people like me who has hundreds of millions of dollars, or the corporations that have billions of dollars, while cutting job retraining programs for coal workers, then you need to study economics. There's 6 million open jobs in this country because we don't have the workers who are qualified to fill those jobs because of a lack of education. We need to fix that. To those who think that they can avoid these issues, ignore the solutions and distract the voters with political trolling, let me be clear. The politics of division and anger and resentment can drive a strong base to the polls, yes, but it is tearing our country apart at the seams, and nothing is getting done. Our way forward, the new way for California, is open, it's inclusive, and it's action-packed, and it will be victorious. I do not, and we do not fear the truth, make our fellow Americans the enemies, or close ourselves off to reason. We are public servants, not party servants. We love our party, yes, but we are Americans before we are Republicans. This is the way of Lincoln, of Roosevelt, and of Reagan. This is the way of growth and long-term success. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the new way for California. Thank you very much. Thank you.